Hello and welcome to South Carolina Spook Show. I am your creator and host, Blake Mosley, and for the whole month of October, I'll be bringing you short stories of true crime and paranormal activity around the Palmetto State, leading up to the spookiest day of the year, Halloween. If you haven't already, make sure you subscribe to the show on whatever podcast platform that you prefer so you can be notified whenever new episodes drop. You can follow the show on different social media pages like Facebook and Instagram. It's at South Carolina Spook Show, and also on Twitter at SC Spook Show. You can send me episode suggestions or your own personal stories to scspookshow@gmail.com or shoot me a message on any of the social media sites that I mentioned before. You can check out my other podcast. It's called When Words Fail, Music Speaks. I do that with my good buddy James Cox. It's all about music and mental health. It is available on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and more. With all that out of the way, let's get into today's spooky short story.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
The following is an article titled, "The Creepy South Carolina Legend That Will Keep You Awake at Night," written by Robin Jarvis for onlyinyourstate.com. The Sea Islands of Southern South Carolina hold much intrigue. From the most haunted road in perhaps the entire state, to a bounty of delicious eateries and resort destinations, this part of South Carolina Lowcountry holds a bounty of things to do. But one thing you won't find in most promotional efforts for the area is a little-known legend surrounding the Gullah people of the region. The Sea Islands and the coastal plains of the southern coast of South Carolina are home to a culture rich in African heritage. Called Gullah after the Creole language spoken here, the Gullah people along South Carolina's coast have a culture all their own, one that is well respected by the other South Carolinians. Part of that culture involves the legendary tale of the Boo Hag. If it sounds creepy, it most certainly is. The Gullah believe that a person has a spirit and a soul. Once a person has departed, if the spirit is good, it ascends to heaven. But if it's bad, it lingers here and becomes a Boo Hag. A Boo Hag is dangerous. Its essence can easily slip into your home through even the slightest of cracks and will do so while you're sleeping. But you won't even know the Boo Hag is there. It will creep around your house until it finds you asleep in your bed. And then it sits on your chest, sucking all the air out of your lungs. But that's not even half of the danger. Reportedly, after the Boo Hag has sucked the very life out of your lungs, it will slip into your skin and use your body as a muse all through the night, leaving in the early morning hours. If a Boo Hag visits you in your sleep, you'll be exhausted after you awaken in the morning, but you won't remember having been awake. There are some easy ways to ward off the Boo Hag. They're obsessive about numbers. If you place a broom, a hairbrush, or even a kitchen colander next to your bed, they won't be able to focus on anything else until they have counted every last straw in the broom, hair on the brush, or hole in the colander. To many Gullah people living in South Carolina's Sea Islands and coastal plains, the Boo Hag is very real. Whether steeped in simple folklore passed down from generation to generation, or based on actual occurrences, cultural legends are important to a society, and many South Carolinians wholeheartedly believe, or at least support, the cultural folklore in this Gullah legend. thank you for listening. Don't forget to subscribe to the show so you can be notified when these daily episodes drop, and I'll see you tomorrow. I'm your creator and host, Blake Mosley, and this is South Carolina Spook Show. Y'all stay spooky, and have a happy Halloween.
Isn't always easy. In fact, we all battle depression during life's ups and downs. Music has always been the thing that we can rely on to get us through the tough times we all face. The podcast, When Words Fail, Music Speaks, with hosts James and Blake, discusses the healing power of music. They interview bands, break down genres, review band biographies, and a lot more. On When Words Fail, Music Speaks, enjoy interviews and lively discussions about musicians and songs you know and love. This is a podcast any music lover will enjoy. Add When Words Fail, Music Speaks to your podcast playlist right now. Available on Spotify, Apple Podcast, and wherever you listen to podcasts.